Good morning to you. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of December 12th. Thanks to Steve Suman for preparing this report for us. Well, if you're a snowmobiler, this week's weather is all backwards. We're going to get a bunch of snow and then a hard freeze, which doesn't work for making ice on the lakes. However, as a septic system owner, I'm not going to grouse about it. I've got my bird feeder filled, firewood brought in, snowblower gassed up, so whatever comes, comes. Let's check in with Mike out at Jenks Bait and Tackle on Highway B, see what's going on the Chippewa flowage. Mike says, anglers report most lakes have 5 to 7 inches of ice. However, flowage lakes such as the Chippewa flowage don't have uniform ice depths, and anglers should be very cautious. Mike says, some areas have 5 to 7 inches, other areas are thinner, and with the current ice conditions, crews have not yet staked the snowmobile trails. Northern pike reports are hard to come by at this time, but the few reports so far say the pike bite is average. Crappie and panfish reports are also not plentiful. Several anglers report that some decent crappie and panfish catches, but some anglers report Blueberry Flats on the west side has respectable crappie action. Well, let's see what happened with the Sawyer County deer harvest. As of December 6th, the total is 3,001 deer. That includes 1,940 antlered, 1,061 antlerless. These totals include 289 deer taken by archers, 660 by crossbow. The youth deer hunt yielded 54 deer, the 9-day gun deer season, 1,936 deer. Out of those, 1,253 were bucks, 683 were does. Muzzleloader season in Sawyer County yielded 62 deer. Hey, I tried to make it 63. That's a sad story. You don't want to hear it. An antlerless only holiday hunt open only in select Zone 2 farmland counties is open from December 24th to January 1st. Archery and crossbow seasons are running through January 8th. All right, a little bit more about ice safety here, courtesy of the DNR. The DNR reminds you to practice ice safety and remember no ice is safe ice. Contact your local fishing clubs, bait shops, or outfitters for ice conditions. If the lake has inlets and outlets, know if its narrows are spring-fed or have currents, as both can thin the ice. Some small lakes have aerators running throughout the winter, often covering a large area towards the center of the lake, or smaller aerators placed by private property owners. Be alert for pressure ridges or ice heaves that can result in open water. Temperature changes and high winds can create, move, or grow those ridges and heaves, which, by the way, are also a hazard snowmobilers need to watch out for. If you're traveling on the ice, the DNR reminds you to carry a cell phone in a waterproof bag or case. Let people know where you're going and when you will return, and leave a written note. Wear a life jacket or a float coat to help you stay afloat and maintain your body heat. Wear ice creepers to prevent slipping. Carry a spud bar to check the ice while walking to new areas, and spikes and length of rope to pull yourself or others out of the water. If you do fall through, remain calm. Try to get out of the water and call for help. Do not travel in unfamiliar areas or at night. For more information, go to the DNR website and search ice safety. Hey, the Christmas in Hayward Gingerbread House judging will take place this Saturday, December 17th at Hayward Mercantile on Main Street. Angler's Bar and Grill will have a fire pit and s'mores from noon to 4 p.m. in its beer garden. The Gingerbread House categories include adult, business, and kids 16 and younger. There's one prize for each category. Judges will base their decisions on the most creative house, yard, etc. The platform size for your construction is no larger than a jelly roll pan, which is 11 by 17 inches. Creators can turn their houses into Hayward Mercantile Company from December 10th through the 16th. Judging is Saturday, December 17th, at Hayward Mercantile. The gingerbread houses will be on display at area businesses until noon on December 24th. If you have any questions, call Hayward Mercantile. Their number is 715-634-7179. Sounds like fun. All right, here's a fishing report for you. Walleye fishing is good. Best action's coming during periods of low light. Look for fish on shallow to mid-depth weed lines and set up your tip-ups with walleye suckers and medium shiners. Jigging anglers are using spoons, jigging and ripping wraps, shiver minnows, and similar baits, and jigging and dead-sticking fatheads and crappie minnows. The northern are active and offer good fishing on weeds, weed lines, weed edges, and flats, and around panfish and baitfish concentrations. Northern suckers, walleye suckers, and large shiners under tip-ups set at varied depths are working well on the pike. Crappie fishing is good to very good. Fish are scattered from shallow to deeper water in bays and on weeds, weed lines, cribs, and humps, with some fish suspending. Ice conditions prevent accessing the deeper fish, so target the shallow ones. Baits of choice include crappie minnows, spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs and spoons with purple, pink, and white, the most productive colors. Check the entire water column. Bluegill and perch fishing is good to very good on weeds and weed lines, shallow bays, brush, and other structure. Drill some holes to find the fish and then keep moving to stay on them. Or you can just wait for them to come to you. Best baits include small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks. Fish with or without waxies, spikes, plastics, and gulp baits. Here are some dates for you to keep in mind. Goose season closes in the northern zone December 16th. December 21st is the first day of winter and also the winter solstice. Bobcat hunting and trapping period 1 closes on Christmas Day. Period 2 opens December 26th. Full moon on January 6th. January 7th is Pat's Landing's Tipper Tourney. It costs $15 to enter. Goes from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. If you have questions, call Pat's Landing at 715-945-2511. January 7th is also the opener for early catch and release trout season and my birthday. January 8th, archery and crossbow deer seasons close. Hungarian partridge, rough grouse zone A, and fisher hunting and trapping also all close on January 8th. Crow season opens January 18th. The Elk Country ATV Club Ice Fishing Contest on Upper Clam Lake is on January 21st. It goes from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you can find out more by calling 715-681-0866. The DNR's Free Fishing Weekend is coming up in January the 21st and 22nd. You can find more information on the DNR's website. For more information on area events and activities, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com, where you can see our calendar of events. Or call us down at the office. You can reach me or Kitty at 715-634-8662 for the Chamber of Commerce. And the Hayward Lakes line is 715-634-4801. All right, well, enjoy the week best you can, and I'll talk to you next week.